Okay, Ezer Hashem, we're up to Shin Mem Sif Yud Dalet. We're going to segue into Shin Yud Dalet. The Mechaber says, "Hamidabek Neyoros Ha'oros B'Kolon Shel Sofrim." If a person attaches paper, Kiyotzeba Reza told us Sofer V'Chayiv. That's a Tolada of Tofer. In other words, as we mentioned previously, by attaching things together, like using an adhesive, so then that would be a Tolada of Tofer. V'Chein Hanafarik Neyoros Tavukim Ha'oros Tavukim. Also, someone who separates pages. For Lonis Kavim the Kalkal Bavad, and his intention is not to simply destroy. Hareza told us Korea, that's considered a Tolada of Korea, V'Chayiv, and is going to be Chayiv. If you separate in such a way, you're going to be Chayiv. So Mishabura comments in Sifkata Memhei that this is only if your intention is to attach something because you want it to stay together. Says the Mishabura, Sifkata Memhei, V'Dafke Bezeh. If the attachment was made because you wanted it for an extended time. But if you attached, if they were attached through wax or any other manner that during tying they had become attached, then in such a case it's a permissible to separate. And he says, so this is going to segue us into Simin Shin Yud Dalid, and the Mechaber tells us the following: halfway through Sif Yud in Shin Yud Dalid, the Dafki Kasha also the Kayim Amanashal Asura B'Shabbos. Only if it was made, if the attachment was made without an intention to remove it for Shabbos. Avom Ein also the Kayim Klal Mutter. There, the Mechaber is discussing a Kesher, the Halacha of a Kesher. But this halacha is also very much relevant, as the Mishabura says, in regards to Korea and Tofer. And this gets us to halacha lemaisa about diapers. In regards to diapers, so there we come back to the yisod, that when it comes to diapers, there the halacha is that since you didn't intend to leave it there for an extended period of time, so then in such a case, when you attach the adhesive to the diaper, then in such a case that would not qualify as Korea. So, once we have that yisod, that once it's not there intended to be lasting for an extended period of time, it's going to be mutter, then one could ask the following question. What happens in regards to a potato chip bag? You have a potato chip bag that is closed, and you rip it open. So there, what would we say? You would say that the manufacturer, on the one hand, when the manufacturer made it, he didn't intend for it to be that way forever. On the other hand, it's not like the case of Shaiva, where when it became attached, you weren't interested in it being attached. There you want, when it comes to the potato chip bag, there you want it to be attached. So the chura, ripping open the bag, the chura should be a problem of Korea. So here we have another halachan shin yudalid, that's relevant to explain how one could open bags on Shabbos. The Mechaber says, in Shin Yud Dalet Ches, Chosolos Shel Tzmarim Ugrogros, if you have a wicker basket, in those days, the dates, when they were unripe, they would leave them in wicker baskets. So then, Imakos Kisui Kosher Bechevel, if the wicker basket was closed with a string, you're allowed to open it up, and you're allowed to even break the basket. Because you're allowed to break open these items in order to get the food that's inside. The Prima Gaudim explains that the reason why this works is that we consider the basket as being a klipa. No one would say that that's being soser, that that's destroying the item. So you would say it's a klipa. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman actually had a slightly different formulation in this halacha of Chosalos, but either way, Reb Shlomo Zalman used that idea of klipa to explain the case of the potato chip bag. He says, in a case in where the item is just there to protect the food, so So then in such a case, then we don't consider the maisa that you're doing as a maisa korea. What you're doing is you're simply removing the klipa in order to get to the food. Ah, you're doing korea with a tikkun. You're doing korea with a tikkun. So the answer is that the tikkun has to be in the bag itself. It can't be, as we alluded to in the past, kriya b'makom echad v'tikkun b'makom acher. If the kriya is not in the bag, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So you're not being misak in the bag. The bag is just simply a klipa. Sometimes you're not going to finish the whole potato chip bag, right? There's no mitzvah when you open up the potato chip bag to eat the whole bag. So you're not going to finish it, so you're going to keep on using it. What do you mean it's a klipa? The answer is it is a klipa, because eventually you're going to throw it away. So since eventually you're going to throw it away, we consider the bag a klipa. That's what the Shmur Shabbat Kilchus quotes from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in Perek Tes Ha'ara Yud Aleph, and that is the Svara that's used today in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Now there are some poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that you can't go as far as the Prima Gadim to say that Rav Moshe writes this in the Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Chav Beis Sif Tes, that you can't go so far as to say that it's not a base kibul at all. So he goes, that's how the Prima Gadim seems to say. He says, we don't even view that kli as a kli with a base kibul. It's not considered a kli with a base kibul. So he says, no, that far you can't go. Because maybe you would say, going back inside in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe you would say that it's considered mamish a klipa for the smarim that are not ripe. And that's the way it becomes ripe. But the grogeras, those were ripe, Rav Moshe argues. So therefore, the part that you have to say is that it's not considered a kli chashuv. It's not considered, it is a kli, but it's not considered a kli chashuv to be subject to soser. In other words, it's still bottled to the rest of the thing, and it's not reused. Since it's not reused, it's not going to be considered a kli chashuv. And therefore, not only do we have halacha over here in Sif Ches in regards to korea, we're now going to segue into the sugya of binyan v'sira b'kelim. We're moving over from korea to binyan and sira b'kelim. That for some reason, that even though there are going to be opinions that are going to say that you're not allowed to build a kli or break a kli, which we'll discuss tomorrow night, but over here, since this is chosalos is different. So why chosalos is different? So Ramayshan is truly says that the reason why chosalos is different is because it's not anything but a klipa for the food item. To say that's not a base kibul like the Prima Gadim said, that's debatable. It's a base kibul. But that base kibul is not a significant kli because it's just there to hold it, to hold the grogeras and simukim, and therefore it's not going to have a problem of shover kelim. Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, that same idea that's not considered a kli is also going to be considered as if you're not doing a tikkun vis-a-vis korea argues. So he borrowed that same yisod in the Shmur Shabbos Kilchus. So you had a question.
Does this include all packaging? Stock potato chip bag or whatever, cereal boxes?
Right. So right now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same regards to cereal boxes and in regards to potato chip bags. All of those things at halacha would be the same. That you would have this heter that is called a klipa, and that heter is that you're not doing a tikkun in the item itself, and therefore it's going to be mutter, which will get us back to the case of the envelope that we discussed in previous shiurim, where Bamevin Yavin, that if halacha is that you're not doing a tikkun in the envelope, according to some shitos, it's going to be entirely mutter. Some it's going to be a machlokis Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. Mishmas Adam was Makel, it's not considered a Maisa Kri at all. And Shlomo Zalman also makes reference to that position over there in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus.
Cans and bottles?
Oh, cans and bottles is a new sugya. Because cans and bottles is Shin Yud Dalid Aleph by Binyan and Sira B'Kalim. And that we're going to get to Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
Speaking of which, actually, the Tabura we're doing on being sued again, we're doing that.
Tomorrow. What city are you working on now, Aaron?